This is a News Laundry podcast, and you're listening to the Awful and Awesome Entertainment Wrap.
Hello, hello. This is the Awful and Awesome Entertainment Wrap, episode 52. So it's a year that we've been doing this.
Ek saal mubarak ho aapko.
And this is Rajashree Sen, and with me is...
Abhinandan Sekri. Namaskar.
Okay, let me take a second to just say that I'd like to thank Dipanjana for doing this with me for very long. Like, we thought of this and we put it together and we managed to not kill each other while doing it also. And now Abhinandan and I will try not to kill each other also.
I'm not doing it for another year. We're still looking for people to replace me for this podcast.
This attitude is what is bad.
Well, anyway, let me try to be sound more enthusiastic and tell you what all we have for you in today's Awful and Awesome Entertainment Wrap. Well, I watched one film, you watched two.
I watched two, including the one.
So to clarify, one of those films was common, but so far, so two films have been watched between the two of us this week. Then the IFA Award. I have lots to say on that. Lots. Like,
what are
lots.
You saying? Which was not entertaining. It was not awesome. It was a little awful just to set the tone.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I just watched that most talked about clip. Well, then there's a very intriguing trailer.
Yeah, and of one, a lovely film.
Yeah, and one also that doesn't look so lovely, but we'll discuss that too.
An intriguing ad.
No, that's also a trailer. It's a surprise for you, Rajashree Sen.
Are
you? And the All India Bakchod FIR.
And an ad. We have an ad this time, which we haven't done in a while. So what do we start with?
And one banned documentary film. A lot of bands from your part of the world.
Yeah, two bands, in fact.
Your part of the country.
Yeah.
Amar Bangla, Tomar Bangla.
Bangla. Ban, Bangla only.
बगीचे में कुछ फूल देर से खिलते हैं मेरे वर्ड्स भी सो के निकलते हैं
इसलिए गा के बोलता हूँ ताकि यू नो स्मूथ हो जाए
प्रोफेसर बागजी तुम्हारी फादर है
कैसे मरे
एक्सीडेंट था रोड एक्सीडेंट
Zindai.
So Rajashree Sen, you had the good fortune of watching Jagga Jasoos this week.
Yeah.
Everyone had given it a good review except Shubhra Gupta from Indian Express, who I consider, I mean, I usually agree with her reviews when she says something. Times of India says every film is great, especially if it's a big budget film. You tell me, was it as good? Because it got pretty decent reviews.
It got good reviews, in fact. Everyone said, oh my God, what a sparkling film. Other than Shubhra's. So, I saw Jagga Jasoos after, what was it, a four-hour meeting. I saw a film which was 3.5 hours. So, keeping that in mind, that I had fatigue setting in. It's a film made by Anurag Basu, who before this has made another film with Ranbir Kapoor called Barfi, which I did not care much for at all, I have to say. Mm. And this film stars Katrina Kaif and Ranbir Kapoor. It's been in the news also because they completed the film after they had their big breakup.
Oh.
And yeah, this is after. So this is like Jab We Met.
Why did they break up?
Because they saw this film and they said, this is not going well for us. They broke up. I don't know. It was all a very sad breakup. Okay. Sad, bad breakup. It's one of those.
Hmm.
And so the film was touted to be a lot like Wes Anderson's kind of cinema. What was that film we saw, which is in that hotel? The Grand Budapest Hotel. And the Darjeeling Express he's done some lovely... The way he picturizes the frames of his film are very beautiful.
And even his characters are very...
Yeah. A little odd.
Hmm.
So I have to give... This is set in Bengal. So I should naturally like it a little more than other films.
It takes very little to make a bong happy. You just put a little bit of Kolkata like that. That film with Kahani. All the bongs went on and on.
No, but Kahani was really good. You wouldn't get the nuance. It's
I'm not fucking bong.
Because it's
did
like
you,
when...
Did you get the nuance of all of the Punjabi Yash Chopra films?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Gurdas Man songs, I don't get the nuance.
Please.
But one would think that would be enough of a clincher. But when I saw Barfi, it did nothing for me. Although it was set in Bengal as well. But this is quite interesting because it starts with the Purulia arms drop. So I think a lot of people will get educated on current affairs, on history, politics. So there's a lot to do with terrorism, political parties in the Northeast. There's a whole segment shot in Manipur. And it starts with the Purulia arms drop. It pretty much ends with terrorism and
That's not like the promo, huh? The promo seems like a very light, happy film.
Yeah, so it's interesting in the sense that it is a musical. Ranbir Kapoor doesn't speak any lines as in speak. He sings every line. The reason they've given for this is that he stammers when he speaks, so he realizes if he sings.
Are you convinced of that?
No.
Okay, so I'll just tell you, I knew someone in college. In fact, anyone who's listened to this podcast who was in Hindu, although I wasn't in Hindu college, but I used to hang around there all the time because my friends were there. There was this one singer, I forget his name. I think Rakesh was his name.
Huh?
Rakesh Ranjan, or Ranjan was his first name. He used to stammer. Okay? He was in the hostel, Hindu hostel. He was from Bihar. But he was the best singer of the hostel.
So and even in our school,
he would not stammer. He would pelt out a song like, but if you spoke to him, he couldn't complete a sentence. So I know someone like that.
No. Even I know in our school,
so
there was this. But no, but it's not like a full film. That boy also used to speak to us in normal, like, he wouldn't sing every word to us, thankfully. But it's basically, Katrina Kaif plays an investigative journalist called Shruti Sengupta. I do think that people need to stop playing Bengali characters when they are slightly dodgy characters like this. She's an investigative journalist. Ranbir Kapoor plays someone younger than her. I'm impressed that they've shown that he's 18 years old, she's 26 years old. They state this. His father is Shashwato Chatterjee, who is one of Bengal cinema's finest actors. You've actually seen him in Kahani.
Yes, who's the assassin.
Yeah.
The life insurance. Again, if I may just say so, I had been told, he's done, what an actor, that no one's ever seen it. I mean, Nawazuddin Siddiq, Irfan Khan, Nana Patekar, I can name you 20 people who've done, but because it was some bong, obscure Bengali actor, what a performance.
So just so that everyone knows, Abhinandan seems to have a very strong dislike for Bengal, like most Punjabis have. We don't know why, but it's okay now.
I just think they should get over themselves. Everyone in the country is as talented.
But we are very wonderful. Yeah, listen now to the story. Speaking of Nawazuddin is in this film.
Okay.
Nobody knows that, but he's in the film. And it's about Ranbir Kapoor gets adopted by Shashwato Chatterjee. And then Shashwato goes missing.
That was
and
clear in the promo.
And it's about the search for this. And
his name is Jagga.
Ranbir Kapoor's name is Jagga. And Katrina Kaif is the investigative journalist who is following this arms drop trail and all this. And along with her, Jagga goes along and they go to search for his father. Now, there's a bit of Wild Wild West. Have you seen Wild Wild West with Will Smith and Kenneth Branagh?
No.
Oh, you must see it. It's a fabulous film. It's very out there. It's about, again, these world leaders who stay in the West and they are like cowboys and they are robots. It's bizarre, this film. So there's a lot of that. There's because there's a two-headed political leader who's the mastermind of
in Jagga Jassu or in that other film?
In Jagga Jassu. Okay. So which is similar to Wild Wild West, and it's in the middle of the desert where they all these world leaders meet.
So
the
again, frames, this guy's copied.
Yeah. The frames are beautiful, I will give that much. It's very well picturized. I have not seen a Hindi film picturized in this manner. And they've shot in Africa, they've shot in even the scenes in India are fabulously done. It definitely looks like an international film. Katrina Kaif cannot act to save her soul. And there are large segments where it's just her voiceover. So if you have no emotion in your voice, it's horrible to have that. And Ranbir Kapoor acts well. He just gets into the character. It could have been shorter by 1.5 hours. And you frankly lose interest in whether he's going to find his father or not by the end of it. But good effort, I will definitely say. It's different from the other films, but that doesn't mean it's excellent.
So he's also the writer of this film, Mr. Anurag Basu. But what I find amazing is that he's made a film called Murder, which was not that great. Hmm.
He made Murder. I didn't know.
And Kites.
And with Barbara Mori and...
But he also in Life in a Metro. So I think that is his... That he's still living on that reputation. Anyway, I'm glad you enjoyed it, Rajshri Sen. And I'm glad
I didn't really enjoy it. To be clear.
Okay.
It was very trying towards... After the second hour, I just wanted to leave because it carried on and on and on.
Okay. Now, let's move to the next film, Planet of the Apes.
The third and final part.
Why is it the final? They've said that they will not make trilogy. Any. How can they make that claim?
Abhinandan, don't take it personally.
No, how can... Suppose it does very well financially and because to me, they left a window open, but I'll just come to that. So, Rajshri, could you just tell our audience about the third part of the trilogy and you know all these foreign names of the guys who acted, that guy who does the ape voice, Derek Kirk. What's his
Andy's
name?
Derek Kirk, anything. Andy Serkis. Oh, Serkis Kirk. Andy Serkis plays Caesar, who I love. Like, if there's ever an ape who is sexy, one would not think that you'd find interspecies romances would happen nowadays. But when you see Caesar, you understand he's really
Although there is evidence to suggest that there was a time when the Homo sapien or the Homo did exist at the same time as a Neanderthal.
Hmm.
And they did copulate. So there is evidence to that. And they were two different species.
But that's how you got AIDS. Isn't that how?
Dude, fuck. Seriously, you're just such an old...
Monkeys.
No, please. No one knows how AIDS... And this happened before AIDS came. AIDS was in the... I think 80s was the first case of AIDS. Or 70s, sorry. 74 or 75.
Yeah.
I'm talking about when the Neanderthal was around. So that would be way before the 70s.
Are you sure?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
The film is called War for the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, that's the third part of it. And this is where Caesar... So, what Koba, who is his rival, has died in the second part, which was a fabulous film, absolutely, that one. Caesar is now living with his army and family of apes. The entire tribe is living in the woods. And they are trying to keep themselves safe from the humans who are out to get them. And the humans are led by a colonel who is Woody Harrelson, who is, again, quite excellent.
Now, Matt Reeves has directed this film.
Yeah.
In the past, he's directed Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which was a very good one. And he, other than that, he hasn't directed anything that I've watched. But in this one, I have one complaint. One is it got sparkling reviews.
Yeah.
So I was expecting it to be better than the last one, which
was... And they said that it was better than either the first or the second. Yeah.
So, in my view, it wasn't. There was too much of sentimentality and complexity of the ye khora and he's feeling bad and all that. If you go to watch a film with apes, you're going to watch it for action. It's highly unlikely I want to get into the emotional being of the ape.
Unless it's like a documentary on...
Yeah, so when one makes a film like this... One has to put in an action sequence every 20 or 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Here, there was a whole chunk in the middle. There was no action sequence.
And interaction with humans, I felt. Like, you know, if it's just apes chatting. And I love animals.
Hmm.
But even for me, these apes just chatting with each other and being in love with each other. After a point, you're like, okay, where's Woody Harrelson? Is he coming to shoot
And besides,
them?
I thought he was wasted. He didn't do anything much. That role could have been done by anybody. And I think Woody Harrelson is one of the most talented actors. But what I find fascinating in this, why I think they have left an opening for another sequel,
is
one of the basic plot points in this is that there's a new virus that has evolved.
Yeah.
Those of you who've been following this entire sequence, the first part was about a simian flu that is killing off human beings, and you know, some of these simians have become very intelligent, and that's how the war starts. They want to finish off the simians. So there's a new flu that basically takes away their speech, and the suggestion is that from a human being you can't talk anymore, and then you just make grunting sounds like an ape, and you kind of regress,
and the apes are the ones who will be able to talk finally.
Apes can talk and the humans will not be able to talk. So that is the kind of... So there's one small girl who's introduced into this film, who Caesar initially, who's very angry with all the humans because his family's killed. Spoiler alert, but I don't think that's a secret.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine.
So I find this formula has been thrown in at a lot of places where this tough guy, in which case Caesar, which is an ape, the tough ape, and a little girl melts his heart. They use that in Bajrangi Bhaijaan. They've used that in some Sylvester Stallone film.
So we did think that it was quite similar to Bajrangi Bhaijaan in movies, because Bajrangi Bhaijaan is about Hanumanji.
No, it's not about Hanumanji.
No, but Hanuman, I saw the film. It starts and ends with Hanumanji.
But the film is not about Salman Khan.
But I'm saying it had a connection to apes. So I felt that it was similar in that sense.
Caesar as an ape is a little more intellectually evolved than Salman Khan or Sylvester Stallone.
Also, his emotions, like his acting skills, Andy Serkis,
are better than Salman Khan. But the formula is the same. Take this tough guy who's slightly ape-like, invent Sylvester Stallone, Salman Khan, or an actual ape, and throw in a little girl who melts their heart.
Yeah.
So this formula is done to death. And it didn't work for me in this film.
But it was, I have to say, Andy Serkis as Caesar is just fabulous, because those emotions they were showing, I don't know, I was watching something on Star or something, and they were showing the making of. And the way they pick up the emotions, that technology that they use, that they pick up his emotions, his eyes, the gait that he has is his gait. And there's another chimp called, which is Steve Zahn, plays that little chimp. Who is the funny chimp. So he has the same, like it's that same technique used. It's very beautiful. The scenes are very beautiful. So when they are riding on the horses and all, especially. But again, I felt this film was way too long. They could have edited it down and just done away with quite a bit of it. And it was a little too emo.
Yeah, too emo. So when you make a film on apes, just put more action. We don't go there to watch emo.
From apes, let's go to Aifa.
Talking about apes, Karan Johar, who in all likelihood does have slight ape-like features. Dude, come on, he looks like a monkey.
Listen, you don't follow him on Instagram. I do. The days preceding the Aifa, the pictures he was putting up, he's pouting into the camera wearing the various outfits he's going to wear during Aifa. I was very concerned, because this is a man who I think is 50 or 48.
He'll be 43 or 44.
He's that young.
He's my age.
Well, I hope that you on Instagram will not put up pictures of yourself in different outfits pouting into the camera.
No,
right?
I only wear white kurta pajama, so I can't have different outfits. At the point I want to make on this is, those of you who watched the IFA Awards, you watched the whole thing.
I watched the entire thing after a 3-hour film on apes. I went back and watched a 3-hour IFA thinking I will be able to write an article. It was so bad.
You didn't write.
I couldn't even find enough to write on. But it had his co-host, Karan Johar, hosted it with my favorite actor, who Abhinandan has a low regard for, but I think he's a little envious of his talents, is Saif Ali Khan.
I wish I could act like Saif Ali Khan. I wish I could play football like, I don't know. Who was that? Your Bengal used to be crazy about him. That Nigerian
Chima,
player.
Chima Okeri.
See, if I'm hoping I can play like someone, I'll play like Messi or Ronaldo, na?
You don't want to play like Chima. I don't want to say anything.
I'm envious of... Dude, Saif Ali Khan, I can act... My ass can act better than Saif Ali Khan.
You didn't like him in Omkara.
I did, so. He's done about 40 films. If he did one passable performance...
You haven't seen. He was excellent.
The point is, he's a buffoon from hell.
Okay, so they were hosting. The show was the same as Femina Miss India, which I watched the weekend before. There's no difference between these film shows and the fashion shows and everything. There was this bit that everyone is talking about, which I saw... where they comment on Kangna. Now, the thing is that they didn't just comment on Kangna. They commented on around 10 different actors and actresses. But there was a bit where they basically were giving clues to people with the riddle, and you had to guess who that actor was or actress was. And there was a clue given for Kangna Ranaut. And I've forgotten who guessed that it was Kangna. And then they did a little bit on her. So where basically Karan Johar said that one hoped she'd stop talking, let her just keep acting instead of talking. Now, what did you think of? Because I'll give my view on it after that.
Please give your view.
I don't understand what the big deal is. There were, if you're going to get offended at everything someone says about Kangna Ranaut, then you're no better than our government is getting offended at anything. Anything which can be connected to BJP is upsetting you. There was nothing offensive about it. It was a joke. Take it as a joke. And it is true, she did take a dig at him, which he got totally walloped for. Why is he's also cracking a joke and saying it's better if she doesn't say anything. She's said enough already. It's true. Okay. That's what he feels.
I think you are completely off point here, and I completely disagree with you. And you're conflating two completely dissimilar situations. When the government outrages about something, they have the power to outlaw it. Something about humor is, there's some basics about humor. In humor, you punch up. Of course, he can say something, and that's you know, he has the right to say anything. Of course, he has the right to, you know, get out there and make shitty jokes, which he did. Three guys, which is Saif Ali Khan, Varun Dhawan, and this buffoon who looks like a monkey, what's his name? Johar. They get on stage and...
Saif didn't say anything. Saif was laughing.
The whole thing was, of course, he provided the setup line, no? How it works is two setup lines are provided and then the punchline they all set together. Varun gets his this thing, you're here because of your dad. Then he tells Saif, you're here because of your mom. And then that guy chips in and I'm here because of my dad. Then all three of them says nepotism rocks. With clear reference to her saying that Bollywood is full of... there's too much nepotism. Now that's supposed to be humor. It's not humor. An inside joke with four of us, and I'm from an all-boys school, okay? There are certain jokes we crack when there's just six boys sitting there. We all know they're distasteful jokes, they're idiotic jokes. We find them funny because it's an inside joke. If I was asked to host a show, I wouldn't make that joke. What I'm saying is nepotism rocked as a joke and then, you know, taking a dump on her. And you know my views on Kangana, I think she milks this whole thing. But this, it's not humor. It shows that they understand nothing about humor, which is why Karan Johar makes the crappiest films. He's a good project manager. He can sign up big stars, create an infrastructure, and give you 3 hours of spectacular visuals. But he understands fuck all about any sort of how humor works, the politics of filmmaking, the politics of gender. And the three of them demonstrated it, and that is a problem in most aspects of India. They don't even understand. It's like Trump. They don't even realize the stupidity of what they're doing.
So I just want to say something that, one, I don't understand why people expect that there's going to be any high level of humor at the IFAs or at Filmfare. It is always puerile. Second, Karan Johar is known for only having inside jokes. His entire show is based on inside jokes only. So he is being himself. I cannot understand why people were surprised. And two, I did not think it was so offensive to Kangana. The way everyone has jumped on this, oh my God, again Kangana has been pilloried. No, yeah, like get over it.
Well, I think that's a bit like saying, you know, lynchings have always existed in India. Why are we going
to... I don't think it's surprising.
So I don't think anyone, at least the pieces I've read, including the one in Scoop or BuzzFeed, no one has said, oh, how surprising. They've said, how distasteful.
And I don't know. I read a lady's finger and that Scoop Poop one also. It's a little like, oh my God, how could he... You expect any better from this man?
But that doesn't mean you don't call him out on it. What I'm saying is they're two different things. You don't expect any better from him, therefore you don't call him out on it. You don't expect any better from RSS, but don't we call out when they do something stupid? I think if someone does something stupid on a platform like IFA, whether it's expected or unexpected, it has to be called out, and that consistency has to be maintained if one is to be taken seriously as a, you know, a commentator, because one can't say that, you know, because that defense has been there for the longest time, that what do you expect from the RSS? Why are you saying this?
But I don't think it was such a extreme comment. I found it one among 20 blips in that show, which was just like, dude, what are you even saying?
Yeah, but it just demonstrated the complete lack of understanding yet again, maybe not for the first time, but just because, you know, this one has made, David Dhawan has made 5 shitty films. If he makes a 6th one, you'll say, yes, that's another shitty film. You won't say, because he's made 5, I won't comment on this.
Yeah, but I just feel that this thing of just picking up on the Kangana comment and not on the other 10 comments, that is what amazes
me. What are the other 10 comments?
There were 20 things said throughout. It was just stupid. It was stupid, boring, and infantile. But that everyone has only picked up the Kangana comment is like only that sets off a radar. then pick up all the other things also, na? There were gay jokes made. He made a gay joke on it. Again, stupid comments about being gay and all. Pick those up also. I find this Kangnang touch point that only this triggers of everyone's sensitivity is odd.
Okay, I think it's fine. Now let's talk about the selfie with Didi ad. I watched the ad. I have not understood it. Kindly explain. You can watch the ad in the link below.
Yeah. So this ad has been released by Jaipur, which is a clothing, accessories, home furnishings brand. It's basically like Anokhi and Good Earth and all, but it's online. That is Jaipur's. And they work directly with artisans. Full disclosure, I have worked, I advised them for around 3 months on their communications, but that was before this ad. And this is their ad, which they've released. It shows a woman, a young woman who looks as if she's in her 20s, mid-20s or so. She lives alone. Her domestic help is cleaning the house and chatting with her. And then the doorbell rings and a gift comes to the house. The gift says, give this to someone special. And they are earrings and she gives it to the maid. And she wears the earrings and then they take a selfie.
आज ऑफिस नहीं है क्या?
नहीं, घर से काम करूंगी.
कल रात को खाना नहीं खाया तुम?
भूख नहीं था.
बीमार हो जाएगा.
ये देखो ना कौन है.
आता है बाबा. कितना घंटे बजाता है.
Give it to someone special.
दीदी.
Nice. हाँ, अपने आप को देखो.
So the concept is that this company is going to send you a free gift and you have to give it to your maid. Is that
That's
right?
That's what I can't understand. Has she ordered? Because even she reads the card in surprise. Like she said, give it to someone special.
But what's the concept? Are they saying that your maid is part of the family
or
what?
So the concept is that she is part of the family and therefore you should also treat her like family, which is usually... So Paromita Bora wrote a very nice piece about this actually, about this ad. That this whole concept of treat them like family. They're like family. What she says is correct. They are you're an employer. This is an employee. Treat them the way you would treat an employee properly. Give them the benefits and rights that employees will have. Giving them earrings and taking a selfie and saying they are family is, and maybe they don't, we treat our family quite shittily most of the time. Mm. Don't treat your employees like family.
Yeah,
treat them as employee. Like, I don't want someone to treat me as their sister, mother, brother, because I know how shittily I treat my family sometimes. Please treat me as a good employee. But the ad is a little convoluted because you can't make out, is it a free gift? Is Jaipur doing this as a CSR project?
If my mom treated staff in our house as family, she'd be in prison.
Or if you treated staff as family.
I've never hit anyone in my family. My mother used to bash us up like we
were
like...
That's when you were children. Don't be like that.
Even till I was a teen, what I'm saying is you can't treat...
Okay, I know Abhinandan's mother. This is really stretching the truth very far.
All I'm saying is don't treat people like family because then it's against the law.
This is what... This I agree. Because the kind of things we say to our family, don't tell your help that. That's horrible if you say these things. But it's a weird ad. Anyway, I don't know what they want to say.
I didn't understand the ad, but just as purely as an audio-visual communication, it was too long. If it's 1 minute 33 seconds, there has to be more happening. There has to be a thicker plot. This ad should have been made in about 30 seconds, not 1 minute 30 seconds. So,
This whole modern angle, you know, that is always thrown in, that she's talking about the boyfriend comes over and sleeps at her place. Like, that is also irrelevant.
Hi, it could be the husband. How do you know it's the boyfriend?
He said, na, she said, bhaiya, har Friday khali aate hai. Aapko pata hai na, didi.
So, it could be a husband who comes every Friday. See, this is the thing.
What kind of marriages you are used to? I don't know. What? It's the boyfriend, Dev.
Hum keh diye, so keh diye. Amitabh Bachchan from Bhagwan and Rajshri Sen of News. Shit you talk, na, kuch bhi.
But anyway, if y'all understand, if y'all find a deeper meaning in this ad, please let us know because... We have not found a simpler or deeper meaning in it.
Okay.
A new film is going to be released in 2018, but the trailer has been released day before. It's A Wrinkle in Time. It's based on this science fantasy novel, which was written in 1963 by Madeleine L'Engle. And it is, the novel was lovely, but this film is looking spectacular. It is directed by the woman who directed Selma.
Nice, which so I didn't watch. Odd,
yeah, which none of us watched because it never came to India.
It did. It came for, I think, a week or so. It didn't,
come at all. So anyway, this film, one of the scoops that this film has managed is that Oprah Winfrey is acting in this film. So Oprah Winfrey, Reese Witherspoon, Mindy Kaling are acting in this film. Chris Pine is acting in this film. The story is actually very interesting. It's about Chris Pine is a scientist who...
looks exactly like Neil Nitin Mukesh.
Yeah, he does look really... like his eyes have that serial killer thing,
for
you know?
For a minute, I thought it was Neil Nitin Mukesh.
Like moved from that Hindu Sarkar. Next film Neil Nitin Mukesh is doing is A Wrinkle in Time.
I'll hang
myself if his career is going so far and mine is obviously not.
Stuck at News Laundry's podcast.
No one's telling me to act in A Wrinkle in Time. So A Wrinkle in Time is about Chris Pine as a scientist. Just remember that this was written in 1963. He's a scientist. He discovers this phenomenon called the Tesseract, which is a fifth dimension phenomenon where the fabric of space and time fold over each other and you can travel through space. Like the shortest distance between two points in space is not a straight line. That is the line from the film. And it's like a wormhole. What was discovered as a wormhole later after she had written this film. So he travels to a different planet. No one knows where he is. His daughter goes on this journey to find him. She goes on this journey with three women, Mrs. Watsit, Mrs. Who, and Mrs. Witch, which are Oprah, Reese Witherspoon, and Mindy Kaling. And they go to different planets, and it's about dictatorship and totalitarian regimes. And it's about free thought and that the
you
lesson...
You tell all this with just the trailer.
No, I've read the book.
Oh.
Right? So the book is fabulous.
Oh,
and it's the trailer just looks like a fabulous fantasy.
Yeah, it's a very
fantasy.
Spectacular trailer. It's a trailer that makes you want to watch the film.
Yeah, so I think this is there's a lot to look out for in this. So come 2018, we will watch this. But before that, what we may not be able to watch is a documentary on Amartya Sen, or as the non-Bengalis would say, Amartya Sen. And it's called The Argumentative Indian. We may not be able to watch it because the censor board has refused to give a certification to the documentary made by economist Shuman Ghosh because they want him to remove four words. Gujarat, more than four words actually, four bits they want. Gujarat, Hindu India, cow, and Hindutva view of India. Now, it's a little difficult, one, to remove these words because they are part of also a speech which Amartya Sen gives in Cornell, which is in this documentary. And actually, what he's saying in the speech is a compliment to India because what he's saying in the speech is why democracy works so well.
But that shouldn't even matter whether it's a compliment or not.
No, but government is very sensitive. Na? Behlaj Nehalani has not thought it through. He must be having some sort of alert where it just goes bing, as you say, Gujarat. So anyway, Shuman Ghosh has said, I'm not going to remove the words. Because he's also bonk. He said, no one needs to watch. I'll do private screenings. So he's done some private screenings. But it's ridiculous that...
Yeah, I mean, we've discussed it in the Hafta. So my views on this are clear in the Hafta. Although after I read this, I kind of have just written a first draft of a poem since I've become poet.
every podcast.
There'll be a poem by Abhinandan Singh.
Please subscribe to News Laundry because I might need a new co-host. Oh, this is a good way of making sure that I also see. Let's get a new...
Kavita to sunni padegi.
Irshad, is that what?
Lead not like Nehru, not Atal, not Indira, not Rao, cow. 3 years and more, digital India, record growth, what's the score? Not now, cow. No riot, no crime, transforming India, a lynching at a time. Say wow, cow. An election soon, bright as the sun, promise the moon, ask how? Cow. Much is wrong, wing it, 56 inch strong. Unworried brow, cow. Question the stink, combative news, spot the weak link, can't allow, cow. Agrarian crisis, farm hatred, regress, forget the plow, cow. Our muse, our ruse, our mother, our news, take a bow, cow. dividing the other, sucking the teat, milking the udder, Republic of Times Now, cow. Anyway, I still haven't finished it, but I just thought I'd share it with our audience. Because cow is so...
And last week we had a poem on women and this week on cow.
It wasn't on women, it was on Miss India beauty pageant. Don't misrepresent.
There's another film also which is not getting a CBFC certificate, which is a film called Meghnad Bodh Rahoshra, which is also in Bengal, where the CBFC have asked them to remove the words Ram Rajya, Band, and Penis. So they have, of course, this guy wants his film to be released, Anik Dutta, because he spent money making it. And this film is also in the news because the actor in this film is the one who got arrested in Bengal. Do you know that this actor was in a car?
Yeah, for drunk driving. And
yeah, so
died.
He's the one who's in this film, and which means that it would have cost money because Vikram Chatterjee is like, I don't know, not Neel Nitin
like
Mukesh, I'm thinking of
50
some...
50 lakh taka?
It's not taka. Taka. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course it's taka.
It's not rupees over there. You
no,
have your own currency
and
also.
No, Bangladesh taka. Amra taka te kaj kori okhane. Bujhlen? So CBFC is living up to its wonderful reputation. And speaking of CBFC and people getting offended by words and...
How can we not speak about All India Bakchod FIR?
Yeah. Which I, for the longest time, because I had seen the meme, but I had not realized this had upset people. It was of Modi lookalike standing at the railway station, and he's looking at his phone, and basically he's using the dog app on Snapchat. So his face is like that doggy, it gives the snout and so on. Yeah, Snapchat filter, the dog Snapchat filter. Then people got upset, which was expected.
I don't know if people got upset. One guy got upset who tagged the Delhi police, the Bombay police. The Bombay police replied and said, "We will take action." And they
immediately
lodged an FIR. So it is quite depressing and miserable. And I mean, I must say, when stuff like this happens in our lifetime, you don't realize you're living through a dramatic time.
Yeah.
I think we are living through a dramatic time and you don't realize it. Each time I go to a cinema and I see everyone stand unquestioningly for the national anthem, it really makes me think that by and large people have just fucking decided to leave their brains at home.
Tell me now, what is the thing with the national anthem? They haven't made it punishable by law. We can't be arrested if we don't stand up.
It depends on the mood of the guy in the uniform.
Okay, but I just find it ridiculous that this is a meme. You, even as the government, these are the moments because our Prime Minister is very active on social media. Like, he's like falling over himself with excitement with his 140 characters. There should be an instruction given out that we don't care if people are cracking jokes about us. Please don't waste your time arresting people and doing all this rubbish.
But why will he do it?
But he won't do it because they are offended and they do think that people who make fun of the government
or politicians...
But
they've been doing this for 3 years.
Yeah. But
longer.
I live in hope that things will change.
You
hope
see what I'm doing here?
What are you doing?
I am using the same logic.
Oh, like that.
They've been doing this forever. Why be critical of it? Forget it. That's what they expected.
No, I think Karan Johar is like, he also said, I do feel that everyone seems to only be sensitive when it comes to Kangana Ranaut. You should have also stood up for the gays that he made fun of. Should have stood up for Neel Nitin Mukesh, who got bajaud also. But then you didn't feel bad. That shitty
maybe
joke.
Maybe someone
about,
did, but
nobody
then,
did.
Some people did. It's, again, you know, why did you only feel bad when a clerk was killed? Why don't you feel bad when
Kamlesh
was done?
No, I think this
done?
Is like it's, you're it's just being extreme about what I said. I just find this AIB thing, what I find even worse is that people who are relatively intelligent and educated and claim to be standing up for free speech and so on Twitter have criticized AIB, have said that, oh, this is all a publicity stunt and how can you make fun of, how can you use a dog filter? And, you know, you people also disgust me because you're
But that what I find fascinating is that the people who make it on the panels, the spokesperson of the party, the kind of stuff they say. Now, you're assuming parties put smart people as the spokespersons, but when I see these debates, like,
but
you know, when they
see
say
Sambit Patra, you know that's not true.
has made fun of Lata Mangeshkar, Sachin Tendulkar. This is what the person is like.
These are legends.
These are legends. How can you make fun? I was like, fuck's sake, man. Anyway.
Yeah, so it's quite pathetic.
Before I wind up, I just want to quickly say I watched on Netflix a film called Requiem for a Dream. And dude, the last time I had such a disturbed sleep was when I used to drink and I was in college and I used to like drink too much.
Abhinandan made it sound like he used to be an alcoholic.
No, but I used to drink. I don't drink, hardly drink anymore. But the point is that, fuck, disturbing film, man.
Yeah, it's a lovely film.
And don't watch it at night. If you want to watch it, watch it in the day. And make sure after you watch it, you know, go play game basketball, football. Do something that's exciting.
But
and
don't
get
do play basketball or football if you're like me, because if you've never done it, or, you might.
What I mean is, do something that'll get your pheromones. Bolte na with some, you know,
pheromones. Na pheromones is for attraction. What you?
No, no, something get kicks just, in na when yeah, you do exercise.
Just exercise. Is the bottom line.
It just gives you a high.
Yeah, but so it's a lovely film.
Depressing
you
as hell.
You must watch it.
Yeah. You and might kill yourself. But yeah. So don't watch it at night. Do watch it in the day, followed by some exciting, vigorous physical exercise.
And the question, last time's question, which only one person has got the answer of correct, so I should really come up with good questions.
Wow.
Okay. Is that in Spider-Man, four of the original Sinister Six gang have appeared. Which are these four members?
Hmm.
Only Yogeshwar has got it correct. And
well
Yogeshwar,
done,
I want to apologize. I told you on Twitter that I will publicly apologize to you for not mentioning your name last time. So, sorry for that. But you're the only one who got it correct this time. And the answer is the Vulture, Dr. Octopus, Sandman and Electro are the ones who have appeared. Mysterio and Kraven, Kraven the Hunter have not appeared till now.
Well done, Yogeshwar.
Yeah,
you're
because
genius.
This is really good. And this time's question is related to A Wrinkle in Time. Mm-hmm. A Wrinkle in Time is a book, as I said, by Madeleine L'Engle. The book has appeared in a very well-known TV show. The show ran from 2004 to 2010. There are two points at which this book is there. One, the protagonist is reading it. And in another shot, you see the book on the dresser of one of the other characters. Which is this TV show?
Do write in your feedback at contact@newslaundry.com. Tell us what you think. For the abuse, there's the comment section on Twitter.
No one abuses us. Unawful and awesome.
Okay. But
they think we are awesome.
Really, they think you're awesome. Also, do subscribe so we can have more resources and we can get you a better podcast. We can interview people, yeah. A celebrity every week, hopefully.
There's a very good forum which we have on Friday and Saturday, which is the Media Rumble. It's taking place in Delhi. Please register.
Go to www.themediarumble.com and register.
And it's an excellent journalism forum. It has fabulous speakers, including Michael Resendez, who was played by Mark Ruffalo in Spotlight. So please come. You'll meet the News Laundry team as well.
If that's at all an incentive for you.
But, yeah, I don't know why. I thought that should be the incentive.
But yeah, you can come and see.
And Anubha Pal will be performing 5:30 to 6:30.
Yes.
There's a lot to look forward to at this. So we'll have the link below. And there's a button as well. So register. And thank you, Mr. Sekri.
Thank you, Ms. Sen.
It's a wrap.
All the News Laundry podcasts are available on Stitcher, iTunes, and any other podcast platform.
Please subscribe to News Laundry. Help us keep news independent. To catch all our podcasts on news, pop culture, current affairs, and sport, visit newslaundry.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to our YouTube channel.